I met Bruce Fife at the Homeless Emergency Project campus. The HEP logo was embroidered above the pocket of his long-sleeved blue shirt. His wire-rimmed glasses, rosy cheeks, and buoyant smile would be reminiscent of Santa if his white beard was a bit longer. Our first stop is a transitional unit for veterans, about a third of their current population.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How
are you? You guys don't mind me sticking my nose in there. There's six apartments here, five apartments upstairs. Some are dual occupancy or single occupancy, depending on diagnosis. Group home. Guys in here can stay in here for a year, 2 years, 3 years, however long it takes to help solve their underlying issues and problems.
Next, I get a peek at a brand new 32-unit complex for Iraq and Afghanistan veterans.
We have different color schemes in the units, but this is pretty much what they look like. Full bedroom, living area, full kitchen with a stove, microwave. We use the same criteria we've always used. Would this be a place that I would stay in? If it isn't, I don't want to build it. And that's been the philosophy of HEP since we started.
He then shows me the veterans' clubhouse. We settle into a couch to talk. Bruce is a businessman, an executive with an investment management firm, and he has volunteered on the HEP board for 21 years. So he and his wife, Wanda, have been helping homeless people, many of them veterans, for decades.
The irony is that I was doing this, and I couldn't help my son. He served three tours as a combat marine in Iraq during the worst of the fighting. And he was in a weapons platoon, and so he was, particularly his first two tours in combat, virtually every day. And he began to display symptoms of PTSD, I think, after his first tour, and I wasn't smart enough to see it. We certainly saw it after his second tour. He was scheduled to leave the Marine Corps honorably, but his unit was called back to Iraq. He elected to extend his tour because he didn't want to see his unit go back without him. One of the kids that he served with told me that during the second tour he had saved his life and they had become quite good friends. And when they were going back, they invited him over for dinner, and his wife told me the story. She said, "And I feel so badly because I begged your son to go and protect my husband." And Brennan did. But, you know, I think that that was probably one tour too many. And when he came back, he had problems right away. Severe post-traumatic stress disorder, which led to anger, alienation.
Bruce says his son Brendan had a hard time transitioning into civilian life. He moved to Massachusetts to be closer to his Marine buddies, tried college, had several jobs, went through a VA program, turned to alcohol, and then drugs.
And he ended up dying of a drug overdose at the age of 24, which is a phone call I'll never forget, and I never hope anybody else receives.
At the funeral for Brendan McDonald Fife, in what Bruce describes as a moment of hubris, he announced that he and his wife were going to start a fund to help veterans like their son. 2.5 years later, they're cutting the ribbon on the 32 individual housing units for Iraq and Afghanistan veterans.
And there's some real fulfillment there. So this is a milestone, but it's the beginning. It is not the middle. It's not the end. There's a great deal of work left to be done. We have to obtain funding. We have to make sure that this can operate for years and years and years, because unfortunately, more and more veterans will be getting in trouble. This is not something that stops growing. You know, the war ends for the public. It does not end for the people who fought it. And it certainly doesn't end for the families who lost loved ones in it. Do I feel a sense of satisfaction? Not yet. Not yet. If you get satisfied at this stage, you're going to fail. So, you know, come back and see me in 3 or 4 years, and then maybe we can have a beer and I'll tell you how satisfied I am.
In the meantime, Bruce is looking forward to being less public now that the Veterans Housing Project is built. He is focusing on his next project, developing a business that will make HEP self-sustaining. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.